High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Kyle and Coach sitting at 6-5 on the season, and obviously a couple of wins for you over the weekend. Just talk about your weekend outings.
Well, I thought we had a real good weekend. Southern Valley game, we really played well, put together a kind of a four-quarter game, so to speak. And the Kearney Catholic game, we played good for three quarters. We've got fourth quarter, we just kind of ran out of gas, and I think that was due to the fact that we played the night before. But we had a lot of energy, and you could see a kind of a difference, so to speak, in our team from the previous week when we played Lincoln Christian. We just kind of came out flat. And last weekend was a different case.
St. Cecilia knocking off Southern Valley last week, 74-37. I think had a season high for points, and also played great defense, only forcing 37 turnovers.
That's right. We really put the pressure on them, and we're kind of flying all around, making some good plays on defense, rebounding, and offensively things came a little easier for us because of that. And so that's the same kind of effort we're looking for each night out. We've been searching for that. And I think we took some good steps in the right direction.
Complete ball game against the Southern Valley. Is that the most complete game you have played in a while?
I think it is, and they're a good team. You know, the record-wise, their schedule had been a little soft, I think, so to speak. But, I think we felt like it was a good, complete game for us.
Lexi Schmidt led the Hawkettes in scoring that night, 6 of 13 from the field, a knockdown, 5 free throws, a goal you've relied on the most of the season.
She's been really consistent, and she struggled a little bit Saturday, but that was due to Kearney Catholic. They had some really big, tall posts and can make a lot of people struggle, but she's been pretty consistent. I think she had 9 against Kearney Catholic, and she'll get her points. It seems like she just finds ways to score, and that's one thing you can kind of bank on and lean on. When you're struggling, kind of go to Lexi, and she'll get us out of the scoring drought.
A short turnaround. You play Kearney Catholic on Saturday and played the Stars pretty tough. Led 32-31 at halftime before finally losing 59-50 in that ballgame against a very good squad from Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, and we had several good opportunities that fourth quarter that just didn't fall for us. We had some nice three-point looks, and Chanel Farmer had a couple of them, and she usually buries those, but we didn't make our shots, and they did, and that's really the name of the game in basketball. When you have those tight games, you have to make those open shots when you get them.
Struggled a little bit during the holiday tournament down at Doan, and then right after the first of the year, but the team seems to be coming on now again.
Well, hopefully, and that's what we're looking at as far as the long term, the postseason down the road, and the conference tournament next week, is that we're putting things together at the right time, and I think our bench is getting a little more comfortable, and it just seems like when we have that energy, we play so much better on both ends of the floor.
So St. Cecilia is sitting at 6-5 on the season as they get ready for Bellevue East tonight. We'll come back and talk about this ball game as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle is Hawkettes taking on Bellevue East here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. Coach, obviously a step up in class here tonight, playing the Class A ranks in Bellevue East. What do you hope to accomplish tonight?
Well, we just want to get better some way, and I think Bellevue East is going to play an up-tempo game, and so I think that will help us in that regard, that we play defensive at an up-tempo. We've struggled against some teams getting back on defense when there's a rebound, and I think that's one thing we really got to key on tonight. And again, you know, they're going to not give us anything easy. Being a Class A school, they're going to play better defense, they're going to shoot the ball better, and it's just a case where, you know, I think if we kind of feel like it's not a no-lose situation. If we get beat, well, they're a Class A, and if we beat them, well, then, hey, they're a Class A. And so, you know, a lot of good things can come out of this.
I think this is a game that was originally set for December. It's been canceled a couple of times because of the snow, and now it's here in preparation kind of for the conference tournament. So I guess it falls at a pretty good time with the conference tournament starting next week.
Well, I think it does, and we wanted to play in the first go-around, and then the second blizzard came through, and today we didn't know if we were going to have a shot to have them host them. And I think it's nice because we don't have a JV game. This will give us a feel like districts and sub-districts and even the conference tournament. We won't have a JV game that night. And so I think it's a good preparation for those things.
Obviously a huge underdog in the ball game tonight. Is there any goals set in mind for this team tonight in this ball game?
Well, I think we just need to compete, and that's what we've been doing the last couple games. We've really been playing hard and competing. Even when things aren't going our way, we're staying positive. The bench is really working together to make things happen, and so it's just one of those things where you have to go out tonight and compete.
Normally a team we don't see year in and year out, Bellevue East. Have we been able to find out anything about this team?
Well, I watched the game film on them, and boy, do they get up and down the floor and shoot the three. They're a lot like the Hastings College women. They're in launch mode whenever they cross half court, and I like the way they push the ball down the side of the court, and you'll probably see that tonight. And then that Davis girl, she's a 5-foot point guard, and it's very rare that we find a girl that's smaller than our guards, but tonight we'll see it, and she's extremely quick and drives the baseline side, and then their posts are really good. So, you know, they're kind of a complete package wrapped up into a team, and their record isn't so hot, but, you know, when you open up in Dallas, Texas, that makes a difference too.
Yeah, this is a team that comes in with a mark of 4 wins and 4 losses. The Davis girl, Terrell Davis, as much as we can figure out, averaging somewhere around 15 points per ball game. They got one of the Class A leaders as far as rebounding is concerned, and Annie Matthews, a 5'11", a junior, pulling down about 8 boards a game.
Yeah, and they just, like I said, their posts are going to bang us, and they're going to be physical, and, you know, we saw that a little bit last week with Kearney Catholic, and I think we'll be ready. We saw some Class A teams this summer, and so I think it kind of makes us gives us a stepping stone, so to speak, to come into tonight. But it's going to be tough no matter how you slice it.
Is that the biggest change from C1 to Class A? Maybe just how physical these teams are?
Physical, and then they have a complete team. They have a point guard who handles the ball and doesn't score much a lot of times, and shooting guards, and then they always have 2 or 3, 4 big posts that come in, and they usually have a real long bench, and they don't play a lot of freshmen, and all those things wrapped up into one that you want to see out of a good high school team.
This is a run-and-gun team. What are we going to have to do tonight to slow this team down?
Well, scoring would be the first option. If we can hit a lot of shots, they can't run on us so much. But when they do get a defensive rebound, we got to have people get back quick, because if we don't, they'll really hurt us. And defensively, we have to get stops and trying to get out and run. And I know they like to press, but so that'll be interesting to see. It might be a track meet tonight.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Bellevue East tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. We're at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Girls high school basketball on 1230 KHAS, but not just any girls basketball game tonight. We got the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia, Class C1 team, going to be matched up with the Class A Chieftains out of Bellevue East High School as we get set to go here tonight at the Chapman Gym. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in. A record of 6 wins, 5 losses on the season. The Hawkettes splitting their 2 ball games last week. They beat Southern Valley by a score of 75-37. As we talked with the coach in the pregame show, a season high for points for the Hawkettes in that basketball game. Plus, they forced 37 turnovers on the defensive end. Lexi Schmidt led the way. She had 17 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia in that one. Hit 7 of 13 shots and 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Then after a short turnaround, the Hawkettes going on Saturday afternoon and playing in Kearney against the Stars of Kearney Catholic, a team that has lost only once this season. St. Cecilia led Kearney Catholic at halftime 32-31, and they ended up losing by 9 points at 59-50. So St. Cecilia is sitting at 6-5 in the season as they play this regular season ball game tonight with Bellevue East. This is a team coming in from the Metro out of Omaha. They open up the season down at the Bishop Lynch Classic down in Dallas, Texas. We understand they went 1-2 down there, but it did not count in the as far as the Nebraska wild card point standings are concerned. They are 4-4 in the state of Nebraska. They have beaten Omaha Benson by 10, 52-42. Then they dropped a game to Millard South, 40-35, and they lost to North Platte on the road, 47-29. They came back and beat Omaha North, 61-25. Then they lost to Millard South, 38-34. Then won two games. They beat Omaha Northwest, 70-46. And they beat Papillion La Vista by the score of 41-40. They are coming off of a 10-point loss to Bellevue West. Bellevue West is a team that is undefeated. They are 12-0 in Class A, and they lost to them last week by 10 points at 48-38. So Bellevue East coming in here, averaging 45 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 40.7 on the defensive end. As far as we can tell, we were not supplied stats by Bellevue East, but checking some of the box scores that we are able to run down here for the season so far, looks like Tariel Davis is averaging about 15 points per ball game, and Annie Matthews is averaging about 14 points per ball game. They're two of the people we'll have to stop tonight. Tariel Davis is 5 foot. She's 5 foot and a senior, and averages 15 points per ball game. And according to head coach Don Kyle, she'll put it up from anywhere in a three-point range. So we'll see Davis at one of the guard positions tonight for Bellevue East. And then Annie Matthews is a girl that's amongst the leaders in the Class A ranks in rebounding. She is averaging 8.8 rebounds per game. She's scoring about 14 points per ball game. She is a 5 foot, 11-inch junior. So Hastings St. Cecilia getting ready to go at it with Bellevue East tonight. Regular season action like David and Goliath here tonight. As the Class C1 Hawkettes take on the Chieftains in the Class A ranks from Bellevue East, we'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Well, back to the Chapman Gymnasium, getting set for girls high school basketball tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Bellevue East, kicking off a big week of high school action for us here on our network of stations, the Platte River Radio. On a Thursday night, we'll have the showdown in Blue Hill between Sandy Creek and the Bobcats of Blue Hill. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. You'll have the contest on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Friday night here on 1230 KHIS, we'll be at Hastings High as the Tigers play a doubleheader with Grand Island Northwest. Then on Saturday, we'll have Adams Central playing at Grand Island Central Catholic here on 1230 KHIS. And over on ESPN 1550 KICS, you will get Aquinas up against Hastings St. Cecilia. So plenty of high school basketball coming your way, in addition to Hastings College, in addition to the Nebraska Cornhuskers this week. So plenty of sports activity coming up for you here on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. We'll take a break and come back listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for girls' high school basketball here tonight. No junior varsity game tonight because of the weather conditions. They wanted to get in and get out before the weather got bad here tonight. So Bellevue East has brought their varsity team down, and they'll take on the Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight in this girls' basketball game. Starting lineups for the Chieftains out of Bellevue East. They will go with Terrell Davis, who's a 5 foot seven, or actually a 5 foot senior. Also Sarah Kemp, who's a 6 foot senior. Jerrica Jackson, who's a 5'8" sophomore. Annie Matthews, a 5'11" junior. And also Macy Hagan, who's a 5'7" senior. Scott Jensen is the head coach of Bellevue East. Again, the Chieftains coming in, a record of 4 wins, 4 losses on the season. They are coming off of a 10-point loss to Bellevue West at 48-38. Tessa Kalupa getting a start for Hastings St. Cecilia, 5'6" junior. Also Abby Jackson, a 5'5" junior for head coach John Kyle. Also getting his start will be Brooke McWhorter, a 5'9" junior, in addition to Cherise Farmer, who's a 5'4" junior. And also Lexi Schmidt, who's a 5'8" junior, getting a start here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes going to give up a little bit of height here tonight to the Chieftains of Bellevue East. And we understand his point guard, Terrell Davis, is the real deal. So we'll find out how she handles Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Davis is a 5 foot senior, as much as we can tell, averaging right around 15 points per ball game. A little girl at 5 foot, she's going to be smaller than the guards for once for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. So the Chieftains come in out of the Omaha Metro, dressed in their purple uniforms, trimmed and lettered in silver here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia will be in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Hawkettes averaging 52 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 45.1. on the defensive end, so we're set to go. Lexi Schmidt will jump things off. That's going to be controlled here by Bellevue East as the Chieftains come up to the floor for the first time. This is a team that wants to get up and run up and down the floor a little bit here tonight. Here's Davis, takes the ball down to the baseline, back out of the wing, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be off the mark, no good. Tap try is up and in. A tap try up and in by Sarah Kemp for Bellevue East. 2-0 to score. The Chieftains go out on top, and as expected, Bellevue East going to apply some pressure in backcourt. St. Cecilia is going to have to handle the backcourt pressure here to stay in the basketball game here tonight. Abby Jackson driving the ball in a hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Annie Matthews, one of the Class A leaders in rebounding here this week, averaging about 8.8 points, or actually 8.8 rebounds per ball game. St. Cecilia will start off in a man-to-man defense here as they go to Terrell Davis over there on the wing on the left side. They work it back around to the right side. That's going to be Jackson with the ball. Jackson from the elbow puts it up over Schmidt. No good. Rebound comes down to Abby Jackson. Jackson runs it down the right sideline for St. Cecilia. We have played a minute here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Bellevue East has got the lead. Cherise Farmer stomps inside the free throw circle, goes to Schmidt, now to Farmer again, playing beyond the three-point circle. Lobs it down the left side to Schmidt. She goes to the hole and scores. Lexi Schmidt had a good ball game the other day against Southern Valley as she led the Hawkins to the win there, scoring 17 points. Here's Davis. Her shot is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be recovered here by Brick McWhorter of St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson, long pass down the floor to Chalupa. Her shot is up and in. Tessa Kalupa scoring there for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes go out on top of Bellevue East. The score is 4-2. Here's Jackson driving for the hole. Her shot no good. It won't make any difference. A traveling violation is called on the Chieftains. So St. Cecilia's got the lead here over Bellevue East, 4-2. We have played about 2 minutes here in the ballgame, 6:20 to go here in the first quarter. Cherise Farmer has got the ball, starts off right, comes back to her left, brings it into the offensive zone. Chalupa's got it now down in the corner to Schmidt. Bombs it back outside to Jackson. Jackson down to Brick McWhorter inside the three-point arc. McWhorter, cross-court pass comes to Chalupa over here, down in the baseline again to Cherise Farmer. Farmer around the screen. Now she's double-teamed. Gets away. Goes to Kalupa. Baseline jumper is put up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose and it's taken down there by Bellevue East. Bellevue East, the Chieftains have the ball. And we're going to have a timeout. So the Chieftains want to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 4, Bellevue East 2.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Bellevue East here tonight. This is Jerrica Jackson coming into the forecourt now for the Chieftains. Lobs are back out on top. That's going to be Sarah Kemp. Her pass to the far side, nearly intercepted. Brought down there by Macy Hagan. Hagan's cross-court pass is going to be intercepted. Cherise Farmer has got the ball. Nice feed to Jackson. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So the Hawkettes will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, 5:23 to play in the first. St. Cecilia with a 4-2 lead over Bellevue East. There's a shot up at the baseline, up and in. Brick McWhorter scores off of the baseline, and the Hawkettes go out on top by a score of 6-2 here in this one. 5:14 to play. There's Jerrica Jackson with the ball now for Bellevue East. Over to Terrell Davis as she tries to penetrate there against Jackson. Her shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Kalupa. Tessa Kalupa to the near sideline down to Cherise Farmer. Farmer hustles into the forecourt for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Bellevue East playing a man-to-man defense. Farmer goes to the far side. It's going to be intercepted as they try to bring it to the wing to Jackson. Intercepted back the other way. Davis driving layup good. Terrell Davis scores for Bellevue East. And it is now a 6-4 ball game. St. Cecilia out on top by a couple of points. There's a Cherise Farmer bringing the ball back up the floor. It's tipped away here by Davis. The scramble is out in the backcourt. Farmer grabs it. Finally gets it across the midcourt stripe to Jackson. Abby Jackson has got it for St. Cecilia. Double team. Jackson gets it away. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Jerrica Jackson. Jackson goes to Davis. Goes for the hole. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson runs her back the other way. 4-on-1. Bounce pass goes to Lexi Schmidt. Shot is up and in. St. Cecilia had a 4-on-1 break coming back the other way. They execute that one beautifully. And it's now an 8-4 ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 4 here tonight. Here's a Macy Hagan with a ball. Bounce pass comes inside to Matthews. Matthews around Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Annie Matthews scores there for Bellevue East. 8-6 now. Hawkettes down, actually ahead by 2 points. Here's a steal in backcourt by Jackson. Drives for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Jerrica Jackson scores. Safe to say it turns over for the second time here tonight. Now we're tied in the ballgame at 8 points apiece. Now Bellevue East applying the pressure here in backcourt. St. Cecilia breaks it. Cherise Farmer pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Gives it away now to a Kalupa. Circles around on the dribble. Goes to Brick McWhorter. Entry pass deflected away from Schmidt. Picked up by Farmer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McWhorter. McWhorter out to Jackson. Now top of the key to Farmer. Farmer holds it here against his man-to-man defense of the Chieftains. Over on the wing on the right side of Brick McWhorter. McWhorter goes down in the corner to Jackson. To the free throw line to Schmidt. Drives it down the lane and a foul is called. It's going to go on Terrell Davis of Bellevue East. That's going to be her first foul, first team foul on Bellevue East here in this basketball game. Going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia is going to be Lexi Schmidt. Already a couple of field goals in the ball game, 4 points. 63% foul shooter in the season as she hits her first free throw. She is now 29 out of 45 from the free throw line this season. Schmidt is averaging 11 points and 5 rebounds per game. And now John Kyle has gone to the bench here. Caitlin Ernst comes in. We see Audrey Gaspers coming to the ball game. Chanel Farmer is also checking in. In addition to Libby Kissinger, Shot from the free throw line is no good by Lexi Schmidt. So it's a 9-8 ball game. St. Cecilia leading by one. Bellevue East can grab their first lead here with a field goal as Bellevue comes up the floor here. Dribbling to the free throw line, down the lane, bounce pass left side, goes to Hagan. Her shot is up there, it's no good. Ball tapped around in the lane, it's brought out here. Back out to the top of the key to K.C. Ramsell, who's into the ball game. Now to Shelby Quinn. Quinn goes over in the wing on the left side with the basketball. Now is going to be Hagan. As they work it back around, this is Quinn. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up there by Gaspers of Hastings St. Cecilia. Quinn with it. Lobs it inside. It goes to Matthews. Matthews is double-teamed. Back out on the elbow. Here's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Hauer. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It goes down to bounce. And it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So Scott Jensen, the head coach for Bellevue East, also shoving a couple of players in on the last dead ball. Now coming into the ball game is going to be Taylor Silva. Silva is 5'4". She is a freshman for Bellevue East. Also checking in is going to be Danielle Hermida. Hermida comes in at 5'11" and a junior. 9-8 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. We're down to 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. Libby Kissinger here in backcourt. Being pressured. Ball gets away now to a Chanel Farmer. Farmer approaches the midcourt stripe. Steps it into the offensive zone. Goes over to Libby Kissinger on the far sideline. Kissinger to Schmidt. Down in the baseline to Ernst. Holds the ball. Back out of the wing. Here's Libby Kissinger. Out here in three-point territory. Kissinger looks to drive it. Takes it to the free throw line instead. Kicks it back out to Andre Gaspers. Gaspers drives the ball toward the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down. And the ball is going to be recovered by Steph Hauer. A blocked shot. Hauer brings it back down for Bellevue East. Hauer has got it on the dribble. Takes it into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good. Steph Hauer scores there for Bellevue East. And now the Chieftains have their first lead of the ball game, 10-9, with a minute and 44 seconds to play. Here's Chanel Farmer. Dishes off. The shot is up and in. Caitlin Ernst. Farmer gets the assist. Caitlin Ernst gets the field goal. And St. Cecilia goes back out on top with a score of 11-10. The Chieftains come back with the basketball. Danielle Hermita has got it. They work it to the right side to Ramsell. Back out to the top of the circle now. That's going to be Taylor Silva looking to drive it. Now kicks it out to Steph Hauer. Hauer drives the ball against Ernst. Now to a Ramsell. Back outside. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. No good by Silva. It is no good. Rebound Hauer. Keeps it alive here for Bellevue East. Here's Shelby Quinn with the ball. Quinn comes over here to a Taylor Silva. Silva comes out to Hauer now in three-point territory. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Dribble penetration. Dumps it down low. Bellevue East still won't put up a shot. Quinn has the basketball stripped away. And it's going to be picked up by Lexi Schmidt. Then a traveling violation. Schmidt got rid of it. Into the hands of Chanel Farmer, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. Bellevue East now with two turnovers in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got three. Mackenzie Michael comes into the ball game now for Bellevue East, a 5'8" senior. 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 11-10. Hawkins have the lead over Bellevue East, the Chieftains. Here's a Silva driving for the hole. It's going to be a partially deflected, and the ball is brought down by Kissinger. Long pass down and forward. They get it to Abby Jackson. Abby gets it under control out to Cerise Farmer. Farmer, now to Kissinger, looks at the three-pointer, drives it into the lane, stops there. Her pass is deflected. The ball's brought out of there by Bellevue East. Another turnover on St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. Here's Hauer. Her shot from 10. That's off of the back iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is blocked down by Ernst. It's recovered again by Hauer. So Bellevue East back with the ball. Here's Michael with it now. Mackenzie Michael bounce pass into the lane. They get it to Hermita. She falls down with the ball. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Hermita. He was battling for it down there with Abby Jackson. Ball squirts loose over the end line, so a turnover on Bellevue East. St. Cecilia will come back now with 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-10, Hawkins have the lead. Here's Cerise Farmer, gets it to Abby Jackson. Jackson, her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, trying to get it to Caitlin Ernst. But dropping back there for Bellevue East and just getting her pinky out there is Danielle Hermita, knocking the ball out of bounds. Here comes Casey Ramsell back into the ball game now for Bellevue East. 4.5 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Abby Jackson will inbound for the Hawkettes. Comes out to Farmer, fakes the three, now fires up the three. Her shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Ernst, her shot no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Time expires here in the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia has got the lead over Bellevue East after one quarter. The score is St. Cecilia 11, Bellevue East 10.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings Saints is staying with the lead. The Hawkettes with the opening possession, but here's a turnover. They get the ball to Davis. Davis now in the lane. Here's Matthews. Their shot is up and in. The Saints to say it turns over for the fourth time to begin the second quarter. Annie Matthews gets her second field goal of the ball game. It's now 12-11. Bellevue East with a lead. Hawkettes really turn it over again, but Abby Jackson grabs it in the lane, down in the corner. Farmer, shot for three, is up there, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Annie Matthews. She has it tipped out of her hands. It's picked up by Ernst. So a turnover on Bellevue East. Angling toward the back, basket is Libby Kissinger. Back outside to Abby Jackson. Jackson gets into the free throw line to Cherise Farmer. Spins. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Bellevue East. Down the near sideline, they throw the ball out of bounds. Jerrica Jackson came down with the ball there for Bellevue East. Tried to bring her down the near sideline to Terrell Davis and threw it out of bounds. Five turnovers on Bellevue East. 12-11. The Chieftains have the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger outside down to Caitlin Ernst. Holds it at the top of the key. Bounce pass right side to Gaspers. Gaspers free throw line extended. Entry pass to get it to Abby Jackson. Her shot from the elbow is up there. It's no good. Long rebound. It is loose. It's picked up here by Jerrica Jackson. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Hagan. Hagan tries to take it into the lane. It's going to be lost off of the fingertips of Matthews out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number six on Bellevue East here in the ballgame. Kalupa comes back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Lexi Schmidt comes back in. 12-11 to score. The Hawkettes are down by one. We are in the second quarter. 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here's a Cherise Farmer with the ball. Takes it to Brick McWhorter. Man-to-man defense here for Bellevue East. Kalupa has got it right at the elbow. Right side. Bounce pass goes to Lexi Schmidt in the lane. Down in the corner. Jackson has got it. Jackson moves to her right. On the dribble out here in three-point territory. Jackson out between the rings now. Over to Brick McWhorter. McWhorter trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Now to Cherise Farmer. Farmer, pass down in the corner. Jackson drives the baseline. Puts it up there. Shot no good. Rebound Schmidt. Shot no good. Rebound loose. Is taken down by Bellevue East. Annie Matthews, one of the best rebounders in Class A, grabs the ball there for Bellevue East. Now to Jackson. She drives it down the lane. Loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Seven turnovers on Bellevue East. Danielle Hermita comes back into the ball game. Here comes Steph Howard back in. Sarah Kemp coming out. Also coming out for Bellevue East is going to be Annie Matthews. 12-11 to score. We are in the second quarter. Girls high school basketball action here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. Getting an early start on things here tonight because of the impending weather we expect in the Cornhusker State tonight. Here's Farmer driving for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose. That's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Farmer has got it. Back outside the ring down to Kalupa. Her entry pass is going to be tipped away from Lexi Schmidt. A turnover on St. Cecilia. Now a foul going back the other way. Steph Howard came down with the ball for Bellevue East. And Kalupa is going to foul her on the way down the floor. That's the first foul in Tessa Kalupa. Team foul number one on the Hawkettes. We've had only two fouls here so far in the ballgame, one on each team. 5:38 to play in the second quarter. It's 12-11. Here's the inbounds pass from the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Bellevue East turns it away without anybody even touching it over there as they threw it in from the far sideline. The Chieftains already with eight turnovers here in the basketball game. St. Cecilia with the ball. Lexi Schmidt has got it. Here's a pass over to Brick McWhorter. Entry pass right underneath the basket. Now they kick it down in the corner on the right side to Farmer. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound Schmidt. Follow shot. She's hammered on the arm. And Lexi Schmidt will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Foul goes on Danielle Hermita for Bellevue East. That's going to be her first. Second team foul in the Chieftains. Lexi Schmidt to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Her shot is up there and in. Schmidt now with 6 points in the basketball game, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Lexi is 63% foul shooter. She'll have one more. Shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down through the hole it goes. So St. Cecilia has still got the lead here in this one. 13-12 is the score over Bellevue East. Here's a Jerrica Jackson with the ball out here in three-point territory as a Kalupa is right on her defensively. Jackson uses a screen, moves it to the right side of the floor. Now brings it back to the elbow. Gives it to Hermita down in the corner to Steph Howard. Howard's pass inside, a turnaround jumper good by Hermita. Danielle Hermita scores her first field goal of the ball game, and Bellevue East goes back out on top. 14-13 to score. 4:50 remaining here in the second quarter. Jackson has got it. Jackson down to Brick McWhorter. Moves to her right on the dribble. Picks it up. Goes to Jackson. Top of the key. Down to Kalupa. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Hermita tried to save it there, but could not do it. So she knocks it out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia batting the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Libby Kissinger back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Nicola. Pass comes way out on top. Libby Kissinger has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Holds it out of here in three-point territory. Bellevue still in her man-to-man defense. A feed over here to Abby Jackson on the wing. Back out to Kalupa. Dribble penetration. A running one-hander down the lane is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. Jackson grabs it at the free throw line. Outside to Libby Kissinger. Shot for three. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Hermita. Hermita gets it in the hands now of Jerrica Jackson. Down the left sideline to Hagan. Hagan pulls up. Shoots a little seven-footer and banks one home. Macy Hagan scores there for Bellevue East. And now the biggest lead of the ball game for the Chieftains at 3 points. 16-13. 4:04 to play here in the second quarter from the Chapman Gym. Libby Kissinger has got the ball. Free throw line extended for Hastings St. Cecilia. Dribbles to the free throw line now. Abby Jackson. Jackson out in three-point territory. Sends it over to Brick McWhorter. And now head coach John Kyle wants to call a timeout. The Hawkettes will call a timeout. 3 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Bellevue East 16, Hastings St. Cecilia 13.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia Girls High School Basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web tonight at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. We'll have Bronco basketball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska Wesleyan in town to take on Hastings College in a women's men's basketball doubleheader at Lynn Farrell Arena. Airtime 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. Women's game will be at 6 for the guys to follow at 8 o'clock. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Bellevue East by 3, 16-13, and now the Chieftains going to show a little zone defense here in the second quarter. Abby Jackson at the free throw line gets it out to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger looking to penetrate. Jump pass goes to the far side. That's Jackson with the ball. Jump pass down in the corner. Here's Gaspers. Her shot up and in a three-pointer. Audrey Gaspers hits a three-pointer. That's her first tray of the 2009-2010 season right there. The first made three-pointer by Gaspers this season. And she is tied to score up here for St. Cecilia. It's now 16-16. 3:21 remaining here in quarter number two. The Hawkettes and the Chieftains here tonight at 1230 KHIS. Jerrica Jackson has got the ball for Bellevue East. Across the timeline, Jackson gets away, drives it into the lane, contact made, foul called. Going to go on Gaspers. Gaspers picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two on the Hawkettes. Into the ball game now for Bellevue East will be Annie Matthews. Coming out is going to be Danielle Hermita. Non-shooting situation is going to be Bellevue East inbounding, baseline left side. Underneath her own hoop. Down in the corner, here's Quinn. Her shot is up there, it's no good, rebound to Jackson. Abby has got it for St. Cecilia. Hawkins can pull ahead here with a field goal. We're down to 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Abby Jackson comes over to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger out of three-point territory. Cross-court pass goes to Kissinger. Down in the corner, down to Jackson. Jackson moves to her left, comes out to Libby. Libby in three-point territory. Back to Abby Jackson for three shots. Abby Jackson hits a tray, and the Hawkins have their biggest lead of the ball game now, 19-16, with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. There's Jerrica Jackson with the ball now for Bellevue East, who's around the screen on the left side. Lobs it left side of the lane to Matthews. Tries to take it down on the baseline to Quinn. She does, but a foul is called on Abby Jackson of St. Cecilia. Jackson picks up her first, team foul number three on the Hawkettes. Sarah Kemp coming back in. Taylor Silver is coming in. And here comes Tariel Davis back into the ball game now for Bellevue East. 19-16, Hastings St. Cecilia holding their own here tonight. Three-point lead. There's a lob pass in the lane. A shot is taken there by Sarah Kemp, partially deflected. The ball is brought out there by St. Cecilia. Here comes Kissinger. Cross-court pass goes to Jackson. Into the lane, back out to Kissinger. On the wing on the right side, Abby sets a screen. Now they give the ball away to Jackson for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Davis. Tariel Davis with the ball. To the near sideline is Sarah Kemp. Gets it back to Davis. The five-footer runs it across the timeline all the way to the basket. Her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. On the way in is Tariel Davis. Drove the ball from the half-court stripe all the way to the basket. Libby Kissinger picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. That's her first. Team foul number four on the Hawkettes. And now Tariel Davis to the free throw line and shoot two. She's got 2 points so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It is good. Davis had 15 points last Thursday when Bellevue East beat Papillion La Vista by 1 point, 41-40. Next shot is up there. It's good. She's got four here tonight. 19-18, the Hawkettes have got a 1 point lead over Bellevue East tonight. Just under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Charisse Farmer has got it. Hustles into the forecourt. Comes over to Abby Jackson. Jackson behind the screen from Ernst. Can't put up a shot. Now to Gaspers. Looking to penetrate. Gives it away now to Libby Kissinger. Gaspers sets the screen. Kissinger now gives the ball away to Gaspers. Gaspers gets away. Double team. Comes back out of the wing. That's Kissinger. Takes it down on the baseline. Double teamed again. The Gaspers out on top to Charisse Farmer. Farmer comes over to Abby Jackson. Jackson around the screen, moves it down the lane, dumps it off to Farmer. Shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. Ball being tapped around, and Farmer grabs it underneath the basket on the baseline. Comes out to Jackson on the wing for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Matthews. Matthews gets it away to Quinn. Now to Silva. Hustles into the forecourt. Three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Foul shot is up there. No good. A foul is called. Sarah Kemp got the offensive board and the attempted put back anyway. Ernst picks up a personal foul for St. Cecilia. For Ernst, that's going to be her first, the 15th foul in St. Cecilia. And now we got some free throws. Sarah Kemp will toe the mark here for Bellevue East. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Kemp has 2 points so far tonight. Lexi Schmidt comes back in. Here comes Brick McWhorter back in. And Bellevue East is a team that lost to Bellevue West, which is a team that is 12-0 in the season. They lost to them by just 10 points last week, 48-38. So St. Cecilia holding their own here with a minute and 9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's going to be short. The rebound comes down to St. Cecilia, and a foul is going to be called. Nope, it's going to be a jump ball called, and an arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Bellevue East. So the Chieftains will play things in with 68 seconds to play here in quarter number two. 19-18. Hawkettes have the lead. It's going to be a ball bin batted down to Tariel Davis out here in three-point territory. Davis tries it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball ripped out of there by St. Cecilia. Losing control of it as McWhorter, but it's picked up by Schmidt. Schmidt gets the ball to Kalupa. Kalupa now to Chanel Farmer. Pass across the lane on the baseline. And here's a shot taken by Brick McWhorter. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bellevue East. Running back the other way, Davis has got the ball. Davis out to Alyssa Clausen. Now down inside, a shot is taken up and in. Annie Matthews scores there. Bellevue East has already gone about 11 girls deep here in this first half. And now we have got a foul coming back the other way. Mason Hagen is going to pick up the personal foul here. St. Cecilia trying to get the ball back into the offensive zone. That's going to be the first foul on Hagen in the ball game. Team foul number three on Bellevue East. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball now. We're down to 27 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Charisse Farmer with the ball. Double team on the baseline. Her pass out on top, deflected, picked up by McWhorter. McWhorter gets away from the defender. Bounce pass goes over on the right side to Farmer. Her shot off of the baseline is up there and rolls home. Charisse Farmer hits the field goal. St. Cecilia is back out on top with a score of 21-20 here in the ballgame. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Davis drives it down the right side of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. St. Cecilia had it. They lost it. Now we got a foul called here. St. Cecilia had it. Brick McWhorter. She had it knocked out of her hands. It was picked up there by Annie Matthews. We got a personal foul called here on Cherise Farmer. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be the 16th foul, it's safe to say, but time has expired here in the second quarter, so no free throws here. And we are at halftime of our girls' high school basketball game, so a quick mover here tonight. Got started at 5:30. One quarter, two quarters already in the books here. We're at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia and Bellevue East doing battle here tonight. Girls high school basketball will take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Bellevue East 20.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We are at halftime of our girls' high school basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Bellevue East by a score of 21-20. Hawkettes led throughout much of the first half of play. Hawkettes had as much as a 4-point lead there in the first quarter at 8-4. Hawkettes led 11-10 at the end of one period. Bellevue East opened up a 3-point lead in the second quarter at 16-13. That one came with about 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the first half. But St. Cecilia has battled back, and they've got a 1-point lead now. At halftime, the score is 21-20, so neither team able to break away here in this first half. Been kind of a ragged first couple of quarters. St. Cecilia is led by as many as 4 points here in the ball game, and Bellevue East has led by as many as 3 points. And right now, 21-20 is our score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 1-point lead over Bellevue East. In the Hawkettes, it's 6-5 on the season. Bellevue East coming in with a mark of 4 wins and 4 losses. Yet to come here for Hastings St. Cecilia. They've got a ball game coming up this Saturday against Aquinas. That'll be a regular season contest for St. Cecilia. Aquinas is currently 9-2 on the season in Class C2. Then St. Cecilia will play in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament that gets underway next week across the state. St. Cecilia will play on Tuesday. They'll play at 6 o'clock at Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll be the first game of their tournament. Next Tuesday, 6 o'clock at Grand Island Central Catholic. The St. Cecilia boys will have a home game next Tuesday. And they will take on the winner of the ball game on Monday between Aquinas and Boys Town. So Hastings St. Cecilia are going to be involved in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament coming up next week. The semifinals and the championship games, as usual, are going to be played at Lincoln Christian High School later on in the week next week. But St. Cecilia will play on Tuesday. The girls will play in Grand Island, and the boys will play at home against either Aquinas or Boys Town next week. 21-20 is our score here at halftime. Girls high school basketball tonight from the Chapman Gym. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawkettes doing battle with the Class A ranks here tonight, Bellevue East. And right now, St. Cecilia's got a one-point lead, 21-20 is our score here at halftime. Checking the scoring in the first half, Lexi Schmidt leading the way for St. Cecilia. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Schmidt has got a couple of field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. In fact, she's the only Hawkette to get to the free throw line here tonight. Other scores for St. Cecilia. Audrey Gaspers knocked down a three-pointer in the ball game for her only score. Abby Jackson has got a three-pointer for her only scores in the ball game. Kaylin Ernst has got a field goal and 2 points. Cherise Farmer has got a field goal and 2. Brick McWhorter, a field goal and 2 points. And Tessa Kalupa has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawkettes 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Unofficially 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Bellevue East being led right now by Annie Matthews. She has got 3 field goals and 6 points here in the ball game. Terrell Davis has got 4 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Other scores for Bellevue East, a slew of players with 2 points apiece, including Danielle Hermita on a field goal, Macy Hagan on a field goal, Jerrica Jackson has got a field goal and 2 points, Sarah Kemp has got a field goal, she is 0-2 from the free throw line, and Steph Auer has got a field goal and 2 points. Bellevue East 2 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play, unofficially 8 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Bellevue East in girls high school basketball tonight. The score of the Hawkettes 21, the Chieftains 20. We'll have more after this.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight, 21-20 is our score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Chieftains out of Bellevue East. Been a big week for basketball for us here on our network of stations at Flat River Radio. Tomorrow night, we will have Bronco basketball for you. Hastings College will take on Nebraska Wesleyan in a women's men's basketball doubleheader at Lynn Farrell Arena. Pre-game show at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. Women's game will be at 6, with the men to follow at 8 o'clock. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. Also tomorrow night, we'll have USHL hockey on our network of stations. It'll be the Lincoln Stars playing in Kearney against the Tri-City Storm. Pre-game will be at 6:50 with a face-off at 7:05 tomorrow. You can catch the game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Then on Thursday, on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, a good area matchup as Sandy Creek will take on Blue Hill. The Sandy Creek girls basketball team is ranked number 1 this week in Class C2. According to the Lincoln Journal Star, the boys team also ranked in the top 10. They'll take on the Blue Hill Bobcats on Thursday. Girls game will be at 6 with the boys to follow at 7:45. Pre-game show at 5:45 on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And then on Friday, here on 1230 KHAS, Hastings High Tigers will take on the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We'll have both games for you here. Pre-game at 5:45 with the girls game at 6 and the boys at 7:45. Saturday, we'll cover the Adams Central Grand Island Central Catholic ball game from GI. You're on 1230 KHAS beginning at 5:45. We'll also have coverage of the Aquinas and Hastings St. Cecilia ball game for you. right here at the Chapman Gym. Pregame show will be at 4:15 on ESPN 1550 KICS. 21-20 is our score here at halftime. The Hawkettes out on top of Bellevue East. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for the second half tonight. Girls High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS. 21-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading the Chieftains out of Bellevue East here tonight. Regular season matchup. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Tessa Kalupa will get things in now to Brooke McWhorter. And the Hawkettes will shoot to our basket to our right here in this second half of play. Kalupa out in three-point territory. Boots it to the right side. The ball deflected away. Picked up on the baseline. It's picked up by Lexi Schmidt. Back out to Kalupa. Now to Jackson to the far sideline. With the ball now is going to be Cherise Farmer, who gets the start here in the second half. Out to Abby Jackson at the point. Jackson dribbles once, not Alexi Schmidt. Man-to-man defense here for Bellevue East. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Here's Cherise Farmer, free throw line extended left side, picked up by Davis. Farmer gets away, dribbles to the free throw line, bounce pass right side. They get it to McWhorter. Now to Jackson at the top of the key. Abby looking, goes to Kalupa. Entry pass deflected away from Schmidt. The ball is brought out of there by Annie Matthews. A turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their sixth of the ball game. 21-20, Hawkins with a one-point lead. Here's a Hagen with a ball now for Bellevue East. Hits it away to Sarah Kemp. Back outside the ring to a Jerrica Jackson. Jackson sends it inside to Matthews. A shot up there left-handed, no good. Rebound Kemp, follow shot, good. Sarah Kemp gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. St. Cecilia giving away some inches inside. And Sarah Kemp got the offensive board and the putback. 22-21. St. Cecilia down by one. Here's a three-pointer. Kalupa, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bellevue East. Back up the floor quickly. It's going to be Davis with it now. Davis drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Sarah Kemp with two offensive boards and two field goals here in the third quarter. And now Bellevue East has got their biggest lead of the ball game at 24-21. They have scored the first 4 points here this third quarter. 6:15 remaining in the third. St. Cecilia with the ball. Kalupa down in the baseline. Dumps it away. Lexi Schmidt down in the lane. And then we got a foul called. They got it to a Brooke McWhorter. And a foul is going to be called on Bellevue East. You can just tell the Chieftains have kind of ratcheted up the defensive pressure here to start the third quarter. Foul is going to go on Davis. That's going to be her second. They go into the free throw line. Brooke McWhorter. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. The only other person to get to the free throw line tonight for St. Cecilia was Lexi Schmidt. She hit 3 out of 4 free throws. Here comes the next shot by McWhorter. That one is up there as good. 1 out of 2 from the line, and now St. Cecilia is back within 2 points. 24-22. Now the Hawkettes applying a little bit of pressure in backcourt here with Abby Jackson. Meanwhile, Jerrica Jackson brings the ball up here for Bellevue East. Goes down to Davis. He cranks up a three ball. It's up there and in. Torino Davis hits the tray there for Bellevue East from the corner on the left side. She's got 7 points. Now Bellevue East with a 5-point lead, 27-22. There's Kalupa. Goes to Lexi Schmidt. Now down low. A shot taken there by McWhorter. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Sinks the city ball. So now Bellevue East has opened up a 5-point lead, 27-12. Actually, 27-22. They've outscored St. Cecilia to begin the second half now, 7-1. Hawkins will inbound. Jackson takes it down in the corner. That's a Caitlin Ernst with it. Sends it back cross court. There's a shot up by Jackson up and in. Abby Jackson from 15 hits one there for St. Cecilia. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hawkins back within 3. 27-24. 5.5 to play here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gym. Entry pass. Matthews has got it. Spins in a lane. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good and a foul called. St. Cecilia had Matthews surrounded there, but a personal foul is going to be called on Libby Kissinger. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. Manny Matthews to the free throw line here for Bellevue East. Her shot is up there. That one is in and out. No good. Matthews, again, one of the leaders in Class A as far as rebounding is concerned. She's grabbing about 8.8 rebounds per game, averaging right around 14 points per ball game for the Chieftains. Her shot is up there. It's good for Annie Matthews. And now the score 28-24. Bellevue East with a four-point lead. And Bellevue now going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. This is where Hastings Saints to say cannot lose their composure back here as Bellevue East cranks up the heat. Saints to say does a good job bringing it back into the offensive zone. Jackson then throws up a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Balazan is up and in. Caitlin Ernst had good position underneath the basket and hits the field goal. 28-26. Saints to say back to within two. Jackson, rather, Terrell Davis has got it now. Davis comes out to a Steph Hauer. Back out to Jerrica Jackson out near the 10-second line. Drives the ball against Abby Jackson. Takes it into the lane. Loses control of the ball. Runs over a defender, but a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Ernst. That's going to be your second. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. Going to the free throw line now for Bellevue East. It's going to be Jerrica Jackson. She's got 2 points and a field goal so far tonight. Jackson eyes the bucket. Puts it up there. Shot good. She'll get one more. Audrey Gaspers comes back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Sharice Farmer. 4:45 to play here in the third quarter. 29-26. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. Second shot is up there. It is no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's no good by Matthews. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Caitlin Ernst gets the board there for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia can tie with a three-point field goal right here. Libby Kissinger moves it inside the free throw circle. Man-to-man defense here for Bellevue East. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson. Gets the ball ahead to Hauer. Steph Hauer has got it. Takes it down the left side of the lane and now will not throw up anything. Instead comes out to a Davis out in three-point territory. St. Cecilia's turned the ball over seven times so far here in the ball game. They get it inside to Hagen. They work it back around on the low block. Here's a shot put up there. It's good. Annie Matthews scores for Bellevue East. She has got 9 points now in the basketball game for Bellevue East. And the Chieftains have a five-point lead, 31-26 with 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play. All alone underneath the basket. Ernst grabs it, shot up and in. Caitlin Ernst all alone back there. Nobody around for Bellevue East. And Ernst gets her third field goal of the ball game. The Hawkettes back to within 3 points now, 31-28. There's Jackson with the ball for Bellevue East. Lobs it down in the corner, left side to Hagen. Back outside, here's Davis for three. Shot is up there, it's good. Now Terrell Davis is starting to warm up. She's hit a couple of three balls here in the third quarter. She's got 10 points. Nobody around that time for the St. Cecilia defense. 34-28. Bellevue East now with a six-point lead here in this one. Here's Abby Jackson deep in the corner right side for St. Cecilia. Circles around, takes it to the elbow. Goes over to the left side. That's going to be Gaspers. Dribbles. Has to get rid of it. Does so to Jackson out here in three-point territory. Jackson still on a dribble to the near side. Gets it away to Lexi Schmidt. Lexi from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound down in the corner by Ernst. Caitlin Ernst gets it back to Abby Jackson to a wide open Libby Kissinger. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gaspers deep in the corner. St. Cecilia keeps it alive for the third time here on this possession. Kissinger has got it for St. Cecilia out here in three-point territory. Takes it down in the corner to Jackson. Drives the baseline. Pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Gaspers. And the ball is picked off there by Matthews. Matthews gets it to Terrell Davis. Hustles into the forecourt, drives it down the lane, kicks it out now to Hauer on the wing, dribbles inside the paint, shot is up there, no good. Rebound Hagen, follow shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound Schmidt for St. Cecilia. Lexi's got it for the Hawkettes, down the near sideline to Kissinger. Long pass down and forth to Gaspers, drives her shot, no good, she's fouled. And Andre Gaspers goes to the free throw line. Personal foul goes on Jerrica Jackson for Bellevue East. That's going to be her first. Audrey Gaspers to the free throw line. She has hit a three so far in the ball game. 62% foul shooter on the season. Urshana's up there. That one is good. And she'll get one more. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 56% of their free throws so far this year. Only 27% from three-point territory and 40% from the field. Audrey Gaspers will have one more. Gaspers now with 4 points in the ball game. Sets for a second free throw. That's going to be short. So it's now 34-29. Hawkins are down by 5 points here with 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the third quarter. This is Shelby Quinn with the ball now for Bellevue East. Down in the corner to Sarah Kemp. Lobs it inside to Matthews. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot's partially deflected. Finally, St. Cecilia grabs it and a foul is called. So again, three, four shots at the bucket there for Bellevue East. Finally, a personal foul is going to be called on Danielle Hermida from Bellevue. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number two on St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawkeyes giving up a little size inside. Several 5'11 girls out there now for Bellevue East. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Near sideline. Nicola has got it. Comes out between the rings to Kalupa. They work it back around to the low block on the left side. That's Brooke McWhorter. There's a pass out top again to Kalupa. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to a Chanel Farmer, who's into the ball game now. Farmer gets it to a Charisse Farmer in three-point territory. Stops. Back to Chanel. Dribble penetration inside the ring. Now she's double-teamed. The ball swatted away. It is loose and it's going to be brought down here by Bellevue East. Now a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Chieftains. So Bellevue will get the basketball after K.C. Ramsell was tied up in the play. Melissa Clausen comes back into the ball game for Bellevue East. A minute and 26 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Girls High School basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Class C1 St. Cecilia giving Class A Bellevue East everything they want here tonight. Here's a shot by Clausen from three. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Sarah Kemp grabs the offensive board and the putback. She's got 8 points in the ball game. And now it's a 36-29 ball game. Bellevue East has got the lead. Hawkeyes have to do a better job rebounding the basketball here in this second half. Kalupa down on the baseline. They get it to Brick McWhorter. Cross-court pass. Here's a three-pointer. Put up there and in. Charisse Farmer hits the three ball from the wing on the left side to deep wing. 36-32. St. Cecilia down by four. 45 seconds to play here in the third. There's a Shelby Quinn with the ball. Moves it around the screen. Now gives it away to Sarah Kemp. Over here on the left side to a Ramsell. She dribbles with it. Sends it back out on top. It gets away. Goes into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Alyssa Clausen. Clausen off to a Shelby Quinn. There's a pass down on the baseline. A shot up and in. Casey Ramsell scoring there for Bellevue East. And now the Chieftains have a six-point lead, 38-32. Tessa Kalupa can't handle the pass. And it goes out of bounds. The pass was high from Charisse Farmer. Kalupa couldn't handle it. And that's turnover number nine on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. Bellevue East has got eight. 38-32. The Chieftains have the lead now. With 10 seconds to play. Here's Shelby Quinn driving behind the screen. Gives it away. Sarah Kemp, their shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Off-balance shot thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here tonight in girls high school basketball. The score after three, Bellevue East 38, Hastings St. Cecilia 32.
Culinary athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight. We're at the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Bellevue East Chieftains as we enter the fourth and final quarter here tonight. St. Cecilia trailing 38-32. Hawkeyes have the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. Charisse Farmer comes to the near sideline to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt dribbles to the top of the key. A pass in the wing is going to be deflected. It's into the backcourt. The scramble is on. Bellevue East comes down with it, but a pass is going to be intercepted. Abby Jackson gets it back for St. Cecilia. Runs her back the other way, down the right side of the lane. Dumps it off in the lane. Ernst grabs it, has it stripped away. Davis has got it down for Bellevue East. As she runs her back the other way, as it bounced off of her foot. Now the scramble is on again here in the backcourt. Davis grabs it. Finally gets it into the offensive scoring zone. There's Hauer. Her shot is up. There's no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson of St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson gets the ball ahead. That's going to be Farmer. Grabs the ball, shoots, and she'll be fouling the play. It's like nobody wants the thing out there. Personal foul is going to be called on Macy Hagan. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on Bellevue East. Going to the free throw line, Charisse Farmer for St. Cecilia. 5 points in the basketball game. Their shot is up there, and that one is good. St. Cecilia now trailing here in the fourth quarter, 38-33, with 7:14 to play in the ball game. Next one is up there. That one is good by Farmer. Coming up after the ball game, we'll have our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Just the girls' game tonight, no boys' action. There's a Bellevue East inbounding the ball here in backcourt. That's going to be Jerrica Jackson. Gets it for the hole, and the ball's going to be stripped away. It's going to be picked up by Jackson. Jackson has it knocked loose as she comes into the offensive scoring zone. Ernst has got it. Ernst out of Libby. Kick it out to Jackson for three. It's not good. Abby Jackson hits a three. She got 8 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is now within 1 point, 38-37, with 6 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here's Davis left open for three. Her shot is up there. It's good. Serena Davis hits the three. She is left wide open in 3 points there. Toya Jackson gave her a ton of room out there, and Serena Davis hits the three ball. 41-37. A four-point lead. Here's Abby Jackson now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Abby starts off right. Bounce pass will come over here to Lexi Schmidt. Sends over the wing to the left side to Libby Kissinger behind a Jackson screen. Gives it away to Jackson now. Picked up by Davis. Abby circling around on the dribble. Now to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt dribbles once. Now in trouble. Gets rid of it. Libby Kissinger. Kissinger behind his screen. Moves it to the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Schmidt. And shot up and in. Lexi Schmidt scores. It's her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 9 points. And St. Cecilia is within two, 41-39. Here's a shot off the baseline up and in. Macy Hagan hits on a 10-footer off the left baseline. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 43-39, St. Cecilia comes back. There's the ball deflected away from Lexi Schmidt out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. So the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia holding their own here tonight against Class A Bellevue East here tonight. Casey Ramsell comes into the ball game now for Bellevue, replacing Jerrica Jackson. Audrey Gaspers checks in for Hastings St. Cecilia, replacing Schmidt. 43-39, St. Cecilia down by 4 points. Libby Kissinger with the ball across the top to Caitlin Ernst. Bounce pass comes to the near side again to Kalupa. Pulls up, shoots a 10-footer, and hits it. Tessa Kalupa hits the 10-footer. From the right side, she's got 4 points, and the Hawkettes are back to within two, 43-41. We're down to 5.5 minutes to play here in the contest. Here's Hagan, dumps the ball down low, and it's going to be intercepted. Threw it over the head of Steph Hauer. That's turnover number 10 on Bellevue East. St. Cecilia with the ball. Gets it ahead. Now to Libby Kissinger. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hammered on the play. And Libby Kissinger will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. 13, Steph Hauer picks up the personal foul for Bellevue East. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Chieftains. Now Libby Kissinger to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and that one is good. Bellevue East 43, Hastings St. Cecilia 42. Sarah Kemp comes back in for Bellevue East. You got 6 points already here in the second half. Steph Howard checks out. Next shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down there by Bellevue East. Sarah Kemp grabs the rebound. Her pass deflected away from Davis. Davis picks it up down the near sideline. Cuts for the hole, and now she's tripped on the play, and down she goes. And a foul is going to be called here in Kalupa. Tessa Kalupa picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 on the Hawkettes here in the second half of play. It's going to be Bellevue East inbounding the basketball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. In Bellevue, a team that came in out of the Class A ranks, 4 wins and 4 losses on the season. Sarah Kemp goes inside to Matthews. Now to Davis. Again, wide open. Her shot is up. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side. Taken down there by Ramsell. Ramsell for Bellevue East, now to Hagan, back to Davis. And Davis will set things up. Terrell Davis for Bellevue East. Drives it down the lane. Nice pass down on the baseline. There's a shot up there from point blank range. No good by Hagan. Foul shot by Kemp is no good, and she's fouled in the play. A foul will go here on Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her third. Sarah Kemp to the free throw line for Bellevue East. She's got 8 points in the ball game on 4 field goals. 0 of 2 from the free throw line, and now she's 1 of 3 as the first one goes down. Kemp will have one more. Into the ball game now for the Chieftains is going to be Jerrica Jackson replacing Terrell Davis. 44-42, Bellevue East with the lead. Next shot is up there. It is in and out, no good. Rebound again, loose right side of the lane. It's picked up by Matthews. Keeps it alive here for the Chieftains. 44-42, Bellevue East has got the lead. Jerrica Jackson goes to Matthews now. She's covered up, gets it back out. driving inside. Here's a shot taken by Jackson. No good. We got a foul. Ball and a rebound. It's going to go on to Jerrica Jackson. So Jerrica misses the shot and then commits the personal foul and the rebound. That's her second. The sixth team foul in Bellevue East. So the next foul will send St. Cecilia to the free throw line for the 1-1. Hawkins still have a couple of to waste here. 4:29 to play in the fourth quarter, 44-42. Bellevue East has got a two-point lead over St. Cecilia. Sharice Farmer has got the ball for the Hawkettes. High post, Brickman quarter, hands it away to Farmer, drives for the hole, her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kemp for Bellevue East. Outlet pass to the near sideline, Hagan has got it now. Hagan stops, comes out to Jackson. Jerrica Jackson dribbles with the ball, entry pass to Matthews. Matthews shuffles the ball away and a shot is up and in. Sarah Kemp. Matthews had it right in the paint. Got it away to Sarah Kemp right on the right side of the lane and she hits it. Bellevue East 46. Hastings St. Cecilia 42. Back the other way is Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Schmidt, a nice little scoop shot there in the lane. Gets her fourth field goal of the ball game. Schmidt now with the 11 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia down by two. 46 to 44. Bellevue East with the ball back in their offensive end. Matthews has got it out to Ramsell, top of the key. Moves it to the left side to Hagan. Now down to Kemp. Her shot's partially deflected. The ball's going to be brought out of there. Now the scramble is on. It rolls out into 3 points here. It's right to Hagan. Down in the corner now to Jerrica Jackson. To Ramsell, wide open for three. Shot good. Casey Ramsell hits a three. She's got 5 points in the ball game. And Bellevue East goes back out on top by 5 points. We're down to 3:10 remaining here in the contest, 49 to 44. Jackson has got it. Now to Andre Gaspers. Gaspers looking to drive it. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass down to Brick McWhorter. Brick with the ball high above her head. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Nearly tied up in the play. Gets it out to Jackson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Goes up over the backboard. That's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Bellevue East basketball. Mackenzie Michael coming back into the ball game now for Bellevue East. 49 to 44, the score. The Chieftains about a 5-point lead over the Hawkettes. And now bringing the ball up is going to be Jerrica Jackson. 2:45 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia down by 5 points. Jackson goes down on the baseline to Matthews. Her shot from point blank range is going to be no good. Rebound to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt has it knocked loose, but is picked up by Sharice Farmer. Hawkettes still in the ball game, down by 5 points. Farmer, bounce pass goes inside. That goes to Kissinger. Back out to Jackson. Bombs it down low to Schmidt. Her shot is no good, but she's fouling the play. And now Lexi Schmidt will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Matthews. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7 on the Chieftains of Bellevue East. Going to the free throw line will be Schmidt for 2. Her shot is up there is good. Foul in the active shooting. Lexi hits her first one. She's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the basketball game. Chanel Farmer comes into the ball game now for Sharice Farmer. Here comes Terrell Davis back into the ball game now for Bellevue East, replacing Mackenzie Michael. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be good. St. Cecilia is trailing here in the ball game. It's now 49 to 46. With 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Jerrica Jackson drives it to the hole. Her shot's going to be knocked out of bounds. Jackson took it to the hole there. The ball goes underneath the net, but it goes out of bounds off of the fingertips of a Hawkette. It's going to be Bellevue East inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. Sarah Quinn will look to inbound. Gets it into Matthews. She wheels, and her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouled into play. It's going to go with Libby Kissinger. That's going to be her third. 49 to 46. Bellevue East has got a 3-point lead over the Hawkettes here tonight. Going to the free throw line is going to be Matthews. She's got 9 points in the basketball game. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Matthews now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Next shot is up there. It is good by Matthews. It's now a 51 to 46 ball game. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. St. Cecilia bringing the ball up. This is Libby Kissinger. Kissinger picked up by Davis. Bounce pass will come over here to a Chanel Farmer. She has her pocket picked by Hauer. Hauer gets the ball now to Davis. Back to Hauer. Drives. Her shot no good. Rebound Matthews. Follow shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bellevue East. St. Cecilia gets the ball now. The Hawkettes with 11 turnovers in the ball game. Bellevue East has got 10. 51-46. St. Cecilia is down by 5 points here in the ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here comes Sharice Farmer. Back up the floor now. Picked up by Davis. Comes over here to Ernst. Ernst, free throw line extended right side. Goes over to Audrey Gaspers. Gaspers out here in three-point territory. Has it tipped away. Picks it back up. Gaspers now to Farmer. Farmer picked up by Davis. A minute 30 to play. Sharice Farmer. Her pass is going to be knocked right back out of bounds by Davis.
Go, pressure. Pressure here.
And it's going to be St. Cecilia mounting the ball off the near sideline. Jackson will get it into a Sharice Farmer. Farmer brings it back over here to Caitlin Ernst. Ernst holds the ball back out to Gaspers. Audrey has hit 1 3-pointer so far tonight. Back outside, here's Lexi Schmidt from the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Lexi Schmidt hits the shot from the free throw line, and immediately John Kyle calls the timeout. Lexi's having a good ball game here tonight. She's got 15 points in the basketball game. We've got a timeout, a minute 15 to play in regulation. The score, Bellevue East 51, St. Cecilia 48.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
A minute and 15 seconds to play in regulation. It's 51-48. Bellevue East has got the lead over St. Cecilia. Here's Davis with the ball now for the Chieftains. Outreaches a couple of defenders. Brings it into the offensive zone. Farmer nearly fouls. Now here's an errant pass. It's going to be picked off here by Ernst. Turnover number 11 on Bellevue East. St. Cecilia's got the ball. A chance to tie it up right here with a three-point field goal. Therese Farmer has got it. Goes to Ernst. On the left wing, back out to Abby Jackson. Jackson sent it over here to Farmer. Farmer picked up by Davis. Davis all over her defensively. Now the ball tipped away and a foul. Nope, it's going to be a timeout called. John Kyle off of the Hawkhead bench wants to call a timeout. So 46 seconds to play in regulation. We've got a timeout with a score of Bellevue East 51, Hastings St. Cecilia 48.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
1-48 is the score. Bellevue East has got a three-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Chieftains, the team that lost to Bellevue West, the team that is undefeated in Class A, lost to them by just 10 points the other night, 48-38. They've got wins over Papillion La Vista. They've got a win over Omaha Northwest this year, over Omaha North and Omaha Benson. They are 4-4, but having problems here with the Class C1 state-rated Hawkettes. St. Cecilia back into the C1 poll in the Omaha World Herald today. Ranked number 10 in Class C1. St. Cecilia down by 3 points, 51-48. Under a minute to play here in the ball game. Sharice Farmer has the ball tipped away. Davis has got it. The scramble is on at the 10-second line. It's picked up by Davis. And now a timeout is called by Bellevue East. Terrio Davis got the deflection and then finally got control of the ball right at the mid-court stripe. And immediately the timeout is called here by Bellevue East head coach Scott Jensen. We got another timeout, 36.9 seconds to play in the basketball game. It's now Bellevue East 51, St. Cecilia 48.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Bellevue East inbounding the ball, and immediately a foul is going to be called here on Abby Jackson. That's only going to be the sixth team foul, though, on the Hawkettes, so no free throws. The next foul will send Bellevue East to the free throw line.
The Chieftains will inbound the ball. That's Davis here in backcourt. Double team. Davis gets away, brings it back into the offensive zone. Davis goes down in the corner. That's a Klassen with it now. Klassen's pass back out to Davis. And we got a foul called here on Libby Kissinger. That's the fourth foul on Libby Kissinger. 19.6 seconds to play in regulation. Bellevue East hanging on to a 51-48 lead over St. Cecilia. And Terrell Davis will go to the free throw line. She is 2 of 2 so far tonight. She has got 13 points in the basketball game, a 1-1 situation. Davis looks up there. The shot is up. It is going to be no good. But an offensive rebound comes down to Bellevue East. Kemp gets the offensive board. Bellevue East has got the ball back. Davis now with 12 seconds. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline, and a foul is going to be called. Boy, the rebound's just killing the Hawkettes here in the ball game, and that was a big offensive board there after the missed free throw from Davis. The foul goes on Abby Jackson. That's going to be her third. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Alyssa Klassen for Bellevue East. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Another battle for the rebound. It's brought down again by the Chieftains. Terrell Davis is now going to be fouled out here in three-point territory by Cherise Farmer. So two offensive rebounds off of missed free throws in the final 12 seconds of this ballgame. And now we got another timeout from John Kyle. 5.1 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break for the score. Bellevue East 51, St. Cecilia 48.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
5.1 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Bellevue East Chieftains tonight by a score of 51-48. Two offensive rebounds for Bellevue East on missed free throw attempts here in the final 12 seconds. And that may seal the fate here for Hastings St. Cecilia here in this contest. Because going to the free throw line now for Bellevue East is going to be Terrell Davis. She missed one just a few seconds ago. She has 2 of 3 from the line so far tonight. She's got 13 points in the ballgame. So Davis with a chance to ice this baby for Bellevue East. Her shot is up there. It's good. So I have one more. It's now 52-48 in favor of Bellevue East. Davis will have one more. Second one is up there. That one is good. So St. Cecilia had their chances and could not convert. And now Bellevue East will call a timeout. 5.1 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's now Bellevue East 53, Hastings St. Cecilia 48.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
5.1 seconds remaining here in this one. 53-48, Hastings St. Cecilia trailing in the ballgame. Hawkins will inbound. Here in backcourt, they get it into a Jackson. Down the near sideline, down to Libby Kissinger. Cranks up a long three. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And that is the ball game. Bellevue East knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in girls high school basketball. Final score, Bellevue East 53, Hastings St. Cecilia 48. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Bellevue East hangs on here tonight to beat Hastings St. Cecilia in girls high school basketball. Final score of 53-48. St. Cecilia had a four-point lead in the first quarter at 8-4. Hawkins led at the end of the period by the score of 11-10. Bellevue East opened up a three-point lead in the second quarter at 16-13. But it was the Hawkins who had the advantage at halftime, 21-20. Seesaw battle throughout much of the third quarter of play, although Bellevue East did open up a five-point lead at one point at 27-22. They led by 6 points at the end of three at 38-32. Then the Hawkins came back there in the fourth quarter, had it down to 1 point at one time, 38-37. They trailed 51-48 with about a minute and 15 seconds to play. It was still trailing late in the ball game at 51-48, but two offensive rebounds off of missed free throws in the final 12 seconds was the difference here in this one, as Bellevue East has had too many chances down the stretch, and finally Terrell Davis hitting hitting a couple of free throws there in the final seconds of the ball game to give Bellevue East the final margin of victory here tonight. Final score of 53-48. Checking the scoring in the ball game, first of all, for Bellevue East, they were led tonight by Davis. Terrell Davis ends up with 15 points in the ball game. Sarah Kemp had 11. Annie Matthews had 11 points. The other scorers, Macy Hagan had 4. Danielle Hermita had 2 points, and Steph Hauer had 2 for Bellevue East. Unofficially 11 turnovers on the Chieftains here in the ball game, and they were 9 out of 14 from the free throw line. Hastings St. Cecilia hit on 10 of 14 free throws. They turned the ball over 12 times tonight. They were led by Lexi Schmidt as she scores 15 in the ball game. The only player to reach double figures tonight for the Hawkettes. Abby Jackson had 8. Cherise Farmer had 7 points. 6 for Caitlin Ernst. 4 for Audrey Gaspers. 4 for Tessa Kalupa. 3 for Brooke McWhorter. And 1 for Libby Kissinger. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia drops this one tonight in girls high school basketball. Final score, Bellevue East 53, Hastings St. Cecilia 48. The Hawkettes are now 6-6 on the season. They'll get ready for Aquinas coming up on Saturday afternoon, right back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Bellevue East now improves to 5 wins and 4 losses. Again, the final score in this one, it was Bellevue East over Hastings St. Cecilia 53-48. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Again, Hastings St. Cecilia drops this one here tonight in girls high school basketball. The final score of 53-48. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, only one player hitting double figures tonight for St. Cecilia. That was Lexi Schmidt. She scores 15 points in the ball game. But Abby Jackson certainly had a hand in things here tonight. Jackson knocking down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. Also had a two-point field goal. Jackson scoring 8 points in the ball game. Charisse Farmer had a three-pointer in the contest and also a two-point field goal. Hit a couple of free throws. She had 7 points in the contest here tonight. And Caitlin Ernst came up with three field goals inside and also pulled down some key rebounds in the ball game here tonight. All candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
It's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
St. Cecilia is going to be the leading scorer in the ball game. Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt had 5 field goals in the contest tonight. Was also 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Led the Hawkettes in scoring tonight with 15 points. 7 of those in the first half of play. 8 more in the second half, but it was not enough. As Hastings St. Cecilia drops one here tonight to Bellevue East by the score of 53-48. Lexi Schmidt, our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Hastings St. Cecilia drops this one here tonight to Bellevue East by the score of 53-48. Still waiting for John Kyle to make his way back out of the locker room here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. But the Hawkettes put up a good effort here tonight against the Class A in Bellevue East. Hastings St. Cecilia led 11-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was St. Cecilia leading at halftime by a score of 21-20. Then Bellevue East outscoring the Hawkettes in quarter number three, 18-11. They grab a 38-32 advantage after three. St. Cecilia got back within 1 point in the fourth quarter at 38-37. Trailed by only three with 2 minutes to play and trailed with three points with about a minute and 15 seconds to play, but could not get the offensive rebound after a couple of missed free throw opportunities in the final stages of the ball game. Finally, it was Terrell Davis going to the free throw line and hitting a couple of free throws for the final margin of victory here tonight as Bellevue East knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 53-48. So the Hawkettes are now 6-6 on the season. Bellevue East improves to 5 wins and 4 losses. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
More high school basketball, actually Hastings College basketball, coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. The Broncos will take on the Prairie Wolves out of Nebraska Wesleyan. Their time will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon with the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the tip-off for the women's ball game, and it'll be 8 o'clock for the guys, Nebraska Wesleyan and the Hastings College Broncos tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. Then on Friday night, we'll have action from the Tiger Gym up at Hastings High as the Tigers will take on the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. Air time will be at 5:45. Girls game will be at 6 with the boys to follow at 7:45. Both games right here on 1230 KHIS. In the final score in this one, it was Hastings St. Cecilia dropping it to Bellevue East. Final score of 53-48. That'll wrap things up for us tonight from the Chapman Gymnasium. For Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.